Dress for Success was launched in 1997 by one woman in New York City who felt that the women there needed clothing for job interviews. How horrible is it for anyone to go to a job interview in inappropriate clothing? So that was 16 years ago, and then it launched in several different cities and several different countries, and I launched it here in Missoula about a year ago. Our launch program is our suiting program. What we do is we provide professional attire for women who need professional attire for job interviews. Once they get a job, we then provide them with another week's worth of separates. Our next program launch is going to be, it's actually a Walmart initiative called Paving the Way Forward. And we'll do different workshops. We'll have a little career center set up for the women to really help them along their journey towards self-sufficiency.
I'm curious, why did you get involved to begin with?
Well, I'm from Denver, and I was very much aware of Dress for Success in Denver, but I was a struggling business owner at the time. I owned a mortgage company. I was in mortgage and real estate for 25 years, and I was trying to stay afloat. Back then, you know, we had some really good times and then some really bad times. So coming here to Missoula, my whole focus just changed, and I felt like it was my purpose, kind of something just driving me to get involved in this community. And I realized we have tons and tons of nonprofits, but none of them offered the service that we offer with regard to the suiting and the clothing.
And when you say suiting, what does that mean? How does that work?
What that means is the women are referred to us by various agencies around Missoula. And they come in and meet with us. We sit down with them. We get to know them. We talk about what their goals are with regard to, you know, employment. Do they want to just get a job or do they want to make a career? Do they want to make something for themselves? So after we get a little bit of information and what the job interview is for, we then select some either suits or separates, depending on what the job interview is for, have them try on some different outfits. And then once we find the winner, it's amazing the transformation that we see with her right then and there. The confidence level just shoots up.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Why is that?
I can speak for myself in that if I look good, chances are I feel good. So if these women were in general going to job interviews in jeans and t-shirts and tennis shoes, like a lot of them were, then what do you think is going to happen to their confidence level? Whereas if we put them in something that's more suitable, they just automatically feel better. We also provide jewelry, shoes, purses, and then they also get a week's worth of workouts with the women's club. They get a haircut and style through Misty Salon and Spa, and they get a Mary Kay makeover. So they teach them how to do interview-appropriate makeup. You know, one of our biggest levels of clients is single moms. And if they're up against several women, you know, sometimes 20 women, 30 women, 40 women, and they're up against these other women for this job, first impression has to count with these employers.
How do you go about your side of this? Suiting, as you say, for younger women versus a woman of a certain age versus a slender build versus a plus size. That's got to be tough.
I love clothing. I'm just going to say it. What I do and what I teach the employees to do is to keep in mind age appropriateness, I should say, as well as size. We've got such an assortment that we always take those things into consideration. We're not going to dress a 19-year-old in something that a 59-year-old would wear. It's just different. I wouldn't try in my 40s to wear something that a 20-year-old is going to wear.
I see it a lot, Teresa.
Yeah, and that's just not what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever run into confrontations? No, I don't think this works for me, you know, that sort of thing.
Once in a while, what I try to do, though, is instill in them that I have your best interest at heart. And so part of the reason for that upfront, you know, conversation is for them to develop maybe a little bit of trust that we know what we're doing. So they'll look at things that we've selected for them. And sometimes they will say, you know, I don't know about that. And I will say, do you trust me? I do. Try it on. Let's see how it looks. And if you're just hating it, that's not going to help your confidence level. So she has to also like what we select for her. And I'm telling you, every single client at the end of it, we're crying. It's a Hallmark moment because it's so amazing for these women.
Where do these clothes come from?
The community. Oh. The community donates them. We accept donations at our boutique, which is located at 1500 West Broadway. We accept donations from 12 to 3. And the community has been so incredibly generous with the clothing. So it's all donated.
What sort of clothing are you looking for? Maybe some more than others.
Professional clothing for sure. And taking into account that Missoula is a pretty casual town, we understand that. And so I would say that the actual number of suits we have compared to separates, which would include blouses, pants, skirts, the suits are a much smaller percentage than the separates that we do. We'll do jackets, cardigan sweaters, depending on the weather. I mean, we'll take all these different things into account.
Your services don't really stop at clothing, employment retention programs as well.
Absolutely.
Meaning what?
What that means is our goal is to not just provide clothing for these women. Our goal, once again, is to help them become self-sufficient. So many people will ask, well, how does clothing do that? Will it get you in the door if you have that confidence? I'm not saying that every woman who comes in is going to get the job the first go around. But what I'm saying is we start with the suiting program. Our next program launch is the Paving the Way Forward program, which is a Walmart initiative. Walmart and Dress for Success Worldwide are hand in hand with the programs that we launch. And so Dress for Success Missoula was one of 15 affiliates who received a $25,000 grant. And so with that, the women then become eligible to join our professional women's group. Well, we just provide additional services for them. Resume review, resume preparation, mock interviews. You know, some of these things I know some of the other agencies around town do provide, but this is going to be specific to the women of Dress for Success Missoula. So they're going to get some extra special care from us.
Kind of a one-stop center here.
Exactly.
Any success stories that you could pass along to us?
Oh my gosh. So we have one girl, her name is Michelle, and Michelle has become our ambassador. She is a liaison for the pre-release center, and she's also an intern. She is she looks at me as her mentor. So Michelle's story is such that coming from the pre-release center, you know, she came from the Montana Department of Corrections. She wants to change her life. She made mistakes in her past, and now she is trying to move forward. And let me tell you, this girl is such a go-getter. She is going to be sharing her story on Sunday at our event, and it'll be the second time that she has shared her story. With regard to her employment, right now she's working as a janitor, but she knows what she needs to do to get to that next level. And right now, as long as she's still residing in the pre-release center, you know, it might be a little bit more difficult for her to look for and do other things with regard to her employment. So she knows that she is definitely going to be at the Dress for Success Missoula boutique utilizing the Career Center and things like that.
It sounds like she's laying the groundwork in a very constructive way.
She absolutely is. And it's important for us to have those success stories. And she's just one of several, but she has been the one. She comes to the boutique every Saturday and volunteers. And she wants to, as I said, she's a single mom and she wants to do better for herself and for her kids.
Oh, good for her. Okay, yeah. You open the door. I'm going to walk through it. Fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
What's going on?
So we are doing the Power Walk for Dress for Success and Family Fun Day this Sunday, September 22nd at Fort Missoula from 11 to 4 p.m.
And what's going to take place?
First of all, the Power Walk is an international walk. It was created a few years ago, and so several affiliates around the world do this walk throughout the year, every year. This is going to be our first since we just launched here in Missoula last year, but we are so excited. We decided to add the Family Fun Day piece to it. So from 11 to 12 is going to be registration for the 5K Power Walk. And the cost for that is $20, which includes lunch. People can just come to the event and register at that time. From 12 to 1 will be the 5K walk. It'll be 3 laps around Fort Missoula, and it's really neat. Each lap represents each of the 3 phases that our women experience as they journey along their path to professional success. 1, from being unemployed and searching. 2, to recently employed and adjusting. 3, to gainfully employed and succeeding. from 1 to 4 is going to be the family fun day. And we have got so many things lined up for that, including food with the wild weenie. And it's funny, but he has the best hot dogs in town. He is a new business, fairly new business, so Fred is definitely helping us out. We're going to have some music with Three Eared Dog. It's a local band. And we're going to have live auctions, silent auctions, dog games. We're going to have taekwondo, a climbing rock wall, all mm-hmm. kinds of different things for the family to enjoy.
Last question. Let's wrap up. Your advice for women who are looking for work, no matter whether if it's at a mine or an office, any general guidelines you could impart?
Three words. Dress for success. Period. If they're going for an interview at a mine, but it's for an administrative job, go dressed as an administrator. If they're going for a job at Walmart and it's for the cashier position, step it up just a little bit, because again, these women have to remember their competition. There are so many people that are vying for each one of these jobs. So dress for success, dress to impress. And I always say too, personally, what always helped me was to not dress for the job I have, but dress for the job I want.
Teresa Sanford, Missoula CEO of Dress for Success. Thanks a lot for coming in and best of luck with the fundraiser.
Thank you for having me. Hope to see you.